Okay, so this Thursday, we have the opportunity of having a Tainus Esther, which is not normally what happens, right? Normally, Tainus Esther is on the 13th of Adar. We fast the day before Purim. But because this year, the 14th of Adar, Purim coming up, is on Sunday, so we have to move forward Tainus Esther instead of being on Shabbos, because we're not going to fast on Shabbos. We are actually going to move it forward till Thursday. So it's this Thursday, in case it wasn't on your radar. Make sure to drink tomorrow. But make sure to drink tomorrow and be ready for the fast. We have a fast on Thursday. So I wanted to explore tonight, try and understand what exactly is the nature of this fast of Tainus Esther. So we're going to do a little bit of introduction to figure out when exactly did the fast of Esther first get instituted, figure out three reasons behind why we fast, and then to explore, to try and figure out what exactly is the driving force behind this fast day. What is exactly the nature of this fast day? So when did the fast begin? So it's actually a little bit of a cryptic, confusing history. So if you look already at source number one, the times of the Rishonim, the Avudraham, he mentions the fast, and he makes it just an interesting point. On Mis Anabi Yigimel Adar HaSamach LeNisan, we fast on Yigimel Adar, the one that's closer to Nisan. However, Ve'eno Mefurish B'Kasav V'lo B'Talmud. There's no explicit reference either in Tanakh, or in Shas, either in the Mishnayos or in the Gemara, there's no clear reference to Tainus Esther. All the other fast days have references to them in Zechariah. They're mentioned in the Gemara at length. But there's no reference to Tainus Esther anywhere at all. Which leaves the question, like, where does it come from? So the Avudraham wants to argue, El hachachronim achronim teknu achar chasimas hatalmud. You know, after the Gemara was finished, all nice and done, at some point, maybe in the times of the Gaonim, so, again, after the 500s, they made up this fast they call Tainus Esther. That's the opinion of the Avudraham. However, the Rambam and the Ravid, which we're going to quote later, assume, no, it's not that it's, you know, in the year 500 after the closing of the Talmud. Rather, Tainus Esther was instituted already at the times of the Megillah. Already at the times of the Megillah, which again, hundreds and hundreds of years earlier, we already have this thing called Tainus Esther. In the same way they instituted Purim, at that same time where Purim was instituted, so Tainus Esther was also instituted. The question is, why do we commemorate Tainus Esther? What is Tainus Esther trying to remember? So we're going to have three different explanations. So anyone from the crowd, any reasons why we fast on Tainus Esther? Anyone have any suggestions? I don't know how much we normally participate.
I guess she.
So the most famous explanation, which is actually not the majority view, it's a minority view, but it's already found in Maseches Sofrim, is because Esther, you know, didn't want to go to Ahasuerus. She was all worried and all, you know, concerned. Anyone who goes to the king unannounced is going to die. So she asked Mordechai, everyone fast 3 days, three nights, fast for me, and then I'll go to the king. So to commemorate Esther's fast, that we'll call it Tainus Esther, right? So we're going to also fast. However, there's a couple of issues with that. Number one, do we fast for 3 days or 1 day? Two is, when was Esther's fast? What month? Esther's fast was right after the decree was instituted, which was in the middle of Nisan. But we're doing this fast on the 13th of Adar, only almost 11 months later. But still, the Maseches Ketanos and Maseches Sofrim, Perek Chaf Aleph, tells us they're actually Minag Rabosinu, source number two, Shebemariv Litzanos Shlosis Yimeitzo Mordechai VeEsther Prudos, that people actually had the custom in Eretz Yisrael to fast for 3 days to commemorate Tainus Esther. And what about the question, why would we do it in Adar instead of Nisan? We know we don't do sad things in Nisan. Nisan is a happy month. It was the day that Mishkan was instituted. So the same way we won't say Tachna and we won't do other things in Nisan, so too we will not have the fast in Nisan. And we're going to move it to Adar because it's, again, it's going to be one you want to do it together with Purim. And therefore we'll celebrate it in Adar. So reason number one behind Tainus Esther is that's supposed to commemorate Esther's fast, Lech Kenosis, Kol Yehudim, Mesum Alive, Yaltochlu, Yashto, Shoshitim. But there's a more common and popular reason that has actually nothing to do with the fast that Esther instituted. Rather, is a different fast that happened in the times of Megillah. So the Sheoltos, in source number three, says, what happened in the times of Megillah is they gathered together the day before the war. On the 13th of Adar, they gather together. He says, Altanas bein krachim bein kfarim bein ayaros kulan mis'anim b'shlosha asar ba'adar. Everyone's going to fast, both the walled cities, the non-walled cities, everyone's going to fast on the 13th of Adar. Why? The Amar Mashmur ba'yitzak shlosha asar z'man kihila l'kolhi. It's the time of assembly, time where everyone gathered. Shenemar v'shar Yehudim asher b'dinos ha'melech nikhalu v'amar al nafsham b'yom shlosha asar l'chodesh Adar. My kihila yom tainis. They fasted before going to war. You know, they're going, all their enemies are coming to attack them. So before you go to war, what do you want to do? You're going to daven. You're going to fast. You're going to make sure you do all your spiritual preparations before going to war. And therefore, we, to remember that fast they had before going to war, we are going to have Tainus Esther. And the Rosh quotes from Meinu Tam, it's verse number 4. This is not the only time in Jewish history where we have this model of fasting before we go to war. Already from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Rabbeinu went and fought Amalek, based on Chazal, they were going too fast. We learned halachos about fasting from Moshe Rabbeinu sitting together with Aaron and Hor on top of the mountain. So we see that even, you know, in Jewish history, before people went to war, you have a day of fasting, a day of gathering, a day of prayer, and therefore we are going to have something called Tainus Esther to commemorate it. And then it makes a lot of sense why we're going to do it only one day. And it also is going to make a lot of sense why we're going to do it on Yud Gimel Adar, because that was the day that they fasted in preparation for the war. I found a third reason, which is definitely not a mainstream reason, but is very interesting. In source number 5, in the Sefer HaEshkol, Eshkol is one of the Rishonim. So, Vani HaKosev Omer, Ki Lo Niskan Zehatainis, why was this fast they instituted? Nothing to do with anything about the Purim story or the history of fasting or anything like that. Ela Kedeshiyuz Rizin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Lefika Kavu Tainis Shalo Lecho Kol Mikra Megillah. We want to make sure that people have alacrity, people are enthusiastic, people are going to come to Megillah on time. So what do? You know, think about the craziness after the Megillah, this, you know, the rush to get your costume, to make sure everything's in order with your Mishloach Manos. And what's going to happen if you started that before and you're busy eating and drinking? Everyone's going to forget to go to the Megillah. So we need to have a fast day before the Megillah at night to make sure you don't get distracted and that you can make sure to show up on time to the Megillah. So just to summarize where we are right now, we've spoken about either the Megillah, the Tainus Esther started after the Chasimus HaTalmud, after the Gemara finished, and again, around after the 500s. Then you had option 2 was that it was already at the times of the Megillah. And then we spoke about 3 reasons about possibly behind Tainus Esther. Either number 1, it's supposed to commemorate Esther and Mordechai's fast before Esther appeared in front of Ahasuerus. Or the Jews fast before going to war. Or number 3, nothing to do with commemorating anyone's fast, but rather it's supposed to be a helpful tool to make sure we don't get distracted and show up on time for Megillah. Yeah.
Do we know what war this was you were fasting before?
Yes. The war, namely, Haman made a decree that everyone was going to attack the Jews. Okay. So the Jews go out to war to fight all the enemies of the Jews who are already, you know, gathering up their swords, their guns. And before they go and attack everyone, so they're going to, but it's the war they were fighting at the Purim story, right? Okay. You know, everyone thinks that I actually teach 9th grade Tanakh in the academy. So everyone asked me, what are you up to? Because we do Yonah, Esther, Rus. So they said, what do you want to be up to now before Purim? Are you finished with Megillah? I'm like, I'm not done with the Megillah. We're going a little slower than we want to. But I want Haman to be dead by Purim. But if you realize that Haman dying is only at the end of Perek Zayin, and then there's Perek Tes, and Perek Yud, and Haman dies pretty early on in the story, and you don't have to realize that even though Haman's dead, there's still this whole decree that they have to overcome, and all the people who have been gearing up for, you know, chomping at the bit to get their best bite out of the Jews, and we have to say, no, you're dead, right? So that's part of the cleanup mess after Haman. And that's the war that they were going to have to fight. But I want to address, really, ask 2 very simple questions about what certain components of Tainus Esther. And Rav Soloveitcher will give us an idea which will really shed light exactly what we are commemorating and celebrating, maybe, even on Thursday, which I'll get to in a second. So before I described this year's scenario, right? This year's scenario, Tainus Esther falls out on Shabbos. So there's a whole big debate in the times of Rishonim, and we're not going to get into right now, whether in that scenario, should you do it on Friday? Should you fast Tainus Esther on Friday, which is not our practice, or Thursday, which is our practice? So we're fasting on Thursday. So the question is, why? Because if we look at the Mishnah in Megillah, in source number 6 on the bottom of page number 1. Towards the end, 5-6 lines in, the Tisha B'av Chagiga V'Hakel Ma'achrin V'lo Makdim. So we see about Tisha B'av, the 9th of Av, the Mishnah is going to tell us if Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, you do not fast on Shabbos. Rather, you're going to move Tisha B'av back to Sunday. So the Gemara asks, on source number 7, turning on the top of page number 2, why on Tisha B'av do we move it back? So the Gemara says, Tisha B'av agume poranos lo mekadim. We don't want to move forward tragedies. We don't want to move forward hardships. So Tisha B'av is meant, supposed to be serve as a reminder and avail us over tragic events that happened in Jewish history. So why would we move that forward? We want to push hardships back. We don't want to move them forward. We want to move them back. So don't do Tisha B'av on Thursday or Friday. Rather, do Tisha B'av on Sunday. Similarly, Rashi says in source number 8 that this is not just true for Tisha B'av per se. This is actually going to be true for the majority of the fast days that we know about. If you look at source number 8, V'chein Tisha B'av, Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, V'hu Adin L'Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, same thing for the 17th of Tamuz, Ula Asar B'Tavis, on all three of those, you are going to, and the same is going to be true if Som Gedalia, which I don't think ends up happening, but and all the other fast days, when it falls out on Shabbos, you move it back to Sunday, because we don't want to push forward hardships. Oh, why do we give Tisha B'Av as an example if it's true for all the fast days? Because we want to give an example that everyone has to fast, mi'ikar hadin, but all the other fast days, at some point in Jewish history, they were optional. Tisha B'Av is the safest, that it's always an obligation, but the same is going to be true for all other fast days. So what Rashi is basically saying, and this is the way we assume halacha, is when any fast day falls out on Shabbos, we move it back to Sunday. However, the Rambam already notes in source number 9, Tainus Esther is the exception. So if you look at source number 9, starting on the 5th line, so the second last word on the line, V'imchal shlosa asar ba'adar, liyos b'shabbos, let's say the 13th of Adar falls out on Shabbos, makdimin umis'anin b'chamishi shehu achar asar. So you're going to move forward and fast on Thursday, which is the 11th, like we do this year. But any other of the 4 fast days that are going to fall out on Shabbos, you do not move forward, you're going to move back. And the question I want to ask is why? What makes Tainus Esther different than the other fast days? By all the other fast days, we are going to say, move back to Sunday. But for some reason, Tainus Esther, we're like rushing to greet it in. Tainus Esther, come. Let's do it early. Let's do it. Not only do it on Friday, we'll do it Thursday. So it could be a practical reason, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, why can't you do it on Sunday? It's Purim. The Magen Mishnah says you can't do it on Sunday because it's Purim. You can do it after Purim? That doesn't make any sense. So yeah, that's why you're going to move it forward. But that's a very technical answer. And the question is there something more, perhaps, behind this idea that we're going to move Tainus Esther forward? So that's question number 1, which we'll get back to in a couple minutes. Question number 2 is, are we even allowed to have a fast day? So it seems like a strange question. What do you mean? Like, Rabbi, we have a fast day. But it seems to be a problem. How could we even fast on Tainus Esther? So during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was this book that was called Megillas Tainus. And Megillas Tainus was a list of joyous occasions that had happened during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And that list has certain rules. So all these holidays, the day of Nicanor, this victory of the Jews, that victory of the Jews, and these were special holidays that were commemorated during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So one of the rules that applies to the holidays that are listed in Megillas Tainus is quoted in source number 11, which is that if, let's say, it's the 20th of Adar is a holiday, whatever holiday it is, so the day before and the day afterwards, you're not allowed to fast, because that would detract from the simcha of the day. So if the 20th is a holiday, you're not going to be allowed to fast on the 19th, and you're not allowed to be fast on the 21st. Okay, so far with me, Megillas Tainus, can't fast day before, day after, because it will detract from the Simcha. However, we have a problem. So if you turn over to page number 3, source number 12, is that there's a question of whether Megillas Tainus still exists nowadays or not. And if you look six lines from the bottom of source number 12, V'hilchasa batlu. V'hilchasa lo batlu. The halacha is Megillas Tainus was batl, or the halacha is Megillas Tainus was not nullified. So that's a problem, because how could the halacha be either the book is still exists nowadays and still applies, or it doesn't still apply? So how can we say the halacha is that it's canceled, or the halacha is that it's not canceled? You got to pick one or the other. So how does the Gemara solve this contradiction? Lo kasha, not a problem. Kan b'chanako pur, kan b'shar yomi. Namely, all the other days that happened, the day of Nicanor and all the other holidays, those are trivial. Those were really important for the people during the times of the temple. But they're not so important for us nowadays. So therefore, ceases to exist. We don't have to celebrate those days. Nothing to talk about. However, Chanukah and Purim, those laws of Megillas Tainus still apply to Chanukah and Purim. So far with me? Something called Megillas Tainus that's still going to exist nowadays for Chanukah and Purim. So if you follow the logic, it leads to a very simple question, which, again, I gave you Tosos in source number 13, but all the Rishonim asked the question. Tosos asks, if we assume Megillas Tainus still applies for Purim, and one of the rules of Megillas Tainus is you're not allowed to fast the day before, so what do we do? How can we fast on Tainus Esther? Tainus Esther, Purim is listed in Megillas Tainus. You're not allowed to fast the day before, so how can we fast on Tainus Esther? So if you look at source number 13, Tosfos asked the question, V'im Tomar, came into Amar Halacha to Rabbi Yosi, namely you're not allowed to fast a day before Megillas Tainus. Heich anu mis'anin l'fnei ha-Purim, how can you fast before Purim? The imishum the butler Megillas Tainus. You're going to tell me, Megillas Tainus doesn't apply anymore. Mikol makom achanaka upurim lo butlu. The Gemara just told us in Rosh Hashanah that Megillas Tainus still applies for Chanukah and Purim. So therefore, how can we fast the day before Purim? So just to review, we have two questions. Number one, we said that by all the other four fast days, when it falls down on Shabbos, we move it back on Sunday. We want to push away hardship. We don't want to bring it forward. But for some reason, Tainus Esther, we move up to Thursday. Why was that? Question number one. Question number two, which is that we have something called Megillas Tainus, which is a list of fast days in the Beis HaMikdash, and you were not allowed to fast the days before. And even though we got rid of the book, still it still applies for Chanukah and Purim. But if that's the case, how are you allowed to fast on the day before Purim that violates the rules of Megillas Tainus? Those are our two questions that I want to address. And to do so, we need to really understand what exactly is Tainus Esther supposed to commemorate, and what are we maybe even celebrating, which would help us give us a different picture exactly what we are doing on Thursday. You know, sometimes it's easy to get disheartened on a fast day. You have a headache, you want to nap in the afternoon. But hopefully the approach that we'll be able to develop tonight based on Rosal Avechik will give us a new found appreciation for Tainus Esther. So the Rav wanted to develop this idea that really fundamentally, Tainus Esther is different than any other fast day. Different than any other fast day. So it already, you know, I don't know how familiar all of you are with Rav Soloveitchik. Sometimes I'm talking about Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, which was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's brother, the one who was in Yeshiva University. Rav Aaron was also in Yeshiva University. But he has sometimes novel ideas. And some of his novel ideas were his own, like any brilliant person, they're his own unique, you know, contribution that no one ever said before him. And sometimes his novel ideas are just like his tapestry that he draws. And it's really already there in the sources, and he's just fleshing it out. And this is a great example of, it's already written hundreds and hundreds of years earlier before Rav Soloveitchik suggested it. It's already in the, I'll show you in the Rishonim. And Rav Soloveitchik just is the one who gave the presentation where he like pulls different things together. And it's really a few beautiful pictures. So if you look in source number 14, from the Kolbo. So the Kolbo, again, hundreds of years before Soloveitchik. Mevad elu harba somos nagu yisrael lis anos biyud gimel other. Zecher l'tayna shegazer eser b'mehaman. So we said that the Jews have the custom to fast on the 13th of Adar. Shenemar divrei hatzomos v'zakasam. And then here's the kila. V'hu tainis shel simcha. What does that mean? This is a happy fast day. A happy fast day. I've never heard of that before, right? All the other fast days, think about it. Tisha B'Av, destruction of the temples. Not great. Right? The destruction of the walls of the base of Yerushalayim. Not so great. Like, if you go through all the fast days, you know, Gedalia dying is not great. So all of them are sad events, but really, Tainis Esther is different. Tainis Esther is going to be a happy fast. Where exactly is, what's the happiness about? So we still have to figure that out. Ulezichron hanes kabluhu besimcha ba'usa shah aleihem. So he's going to assume, like we said before, like the Rambam and like the Ravid, that Tainis Esther was actually accepted during the times of the Megillah. And they accepted it with happiness and with joy. Valzarim v'tainis zen nikras tainis Esther. So what exactly is the simcha of Tainis Esther? Why is it a happy fast day? So keep reading source number 50. So skip down to the second line. Elazekir l'tainis Esther. And this, I think, is going to be the key for us. By the bold in source 15, v'sheyizkor kol adam, every person should remember on this day, shehabore yisparach roe v'shomea kol ish be'is saraso, kasher yisana v'yosev elav v'chol levavo, that Hashem sees and also hears every person in their time of need. When a person is in a time of need, and he does tshuva, and he davens to Hashem, Hashem answers us. And that is the message of Tainis Esther. Right? If you really mean to repent and you really mean to daven, no matter how dire the situation is, it could be Haman had a decree to wipe out all of the Jews in Shushan and across the empire. It doesn't matter, because if we do tshuva and we daven for months and months and months, Hashem will save us. And that is what we are commemorating in Tainis Esther. Ka'asher asa lavosenu bayamim mahim bazman haseh. Like he did for our forefathers. So whether the fast is for Esther's fast or before going to war, either way, that fasting process, that tshuva process, is basically recognizing Hashem's hashkacha, Hashem's involvement of the world. We face troubles, we face hardships, but if we do tshuva, if we daven, Hashem is going to help us. And that is the message of Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther is about realizing that if we do our part, Hashem will do his part. And that is a Tainis Shel Simcha. That is a happy fast day. And all the other fast days, those are for tragedies that happen. However, Tainis Esther is not that. Tainis Esther is not that. And the Rav basically argues that the same way the Jews accepted Purim upon themselves, why? What's the story of Purim? Purim is about the exact same point. Purim is about we were facing extinction and Hashem saved us. So Tainis Esther is just the other side of that coin. Right? It's the other side that when we're in that dire straits, we call out, we daven, we do tshuva, Hashem's going to help us. And therefore, for the Rasal of Eichik, what is Tainis Shel Simcha? What is Tainis Esther? It's really just the beginning of Purim. Right? Purim is the message of being saved from Hashem in our times of need, so too is Tainis Esther. And therefore, the same way the Jews accepted upon themselves Tainis Esther, accepted upon themselves Purim, they also accepted Tainis Esther. Again, I wrote my title and that was on purpose. Tainis Esther, the fast of Purim. Because it's really part and parcel, an integrated part of Purim. And with this, we can answer our two questions. Right? So we'll start with our second question first, which is, how can we fast on Megillas Tainis? A day which is listed in Megillas Tainis. You're not allowed to fast on a day before Megillas Tainis. So if you look at source number 16, the Ron quotes the Ravid, who says, at the end of the first line, in source 16, the Yud Gimel Eina Dome L'Shar Tanius. The 13th, you can't compare that to any other fast. The Zikaron Hu L'Nes Shenasebo. It's a commemoration of the miracle. Normally you don't fast on a day before Megillas Tainis, we said, because that's going to detract
from the fast day. It's going to remove the simcha. But to quote the Meiri in source number 17, which we saw before in the Kobo, V'yesh misha omer she'tainis zet tainis shel simcha. So since it's a tainis from simcha, it's a happy fast day, that's not going to detract from the day afterwards. If anything, it's only going to enhance the day afterwards, because this is a happy fast. This is us celebrating Hashem's involvement in the world, Hashem helping us out when we need it. And therefore, okay, yes, Purim's Megillas Tainus. And yes, Megillas Tainus was not bottle for Purim. But you can fast a happy fast the day before. And this should also help us explain and understand why Tainus Esther is going to be different than any other fast day. He said that any other fast day, we're actually going to push back till Sunday. What was the reason the Gemara gave us? We don't want to push forward hardship. We want to move it back. But is this a hardship? So that's the exact answer. So if you look at source number 18, again, the Rav says this in the 21st century, but the Shiltos also says this in, I believe, the 9th century, which is, V'zman shechal shlosha asar ba'adar lios, we're turning on top of page number 4, V'zman shechal shlosha asar ba'adar lios be'er Shabbos o b'Shabbos, makdimen u'mis'ane b'chamishi b'Shabbos. Why do we move it forward? Mipnei shehu nes. Because it's a miracle. It's a tainis shel simcha. V'nes makdimen v'lo ma'achren. For a nes, we're commemorating a miracle, so obviously we'll move that forward instead of back. Avol Tisha B'av is Mal Shachal Yos B'Shabbos Mechachrin Mitzanin La'Achar Shabbos. Why? Nipnei Shehaya Bo Peranos. That's hardships. Peranos Me'achrin V'lo Makdim. So Tainus Esther is obviously going to be the rule breaker. All the other fast days, Tisha B'av, Shavuot Matavas, Asar B'Tevet, Tzom Gedalia, those are all hardships. Therefore, we're going to push them back. But a Tainus Esther is not about a hardship. It's remembering that in our times of need, if we step up to the plate, Hashem is going to make sure that ball goes out of the park. And therefore, we are going to move it forward instead of moving it back. So, again, this will answer our two questions. But this idea that Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha, that Tainus Esther is commemorating Hashem's involvement in the world and taking care of us in a time of need, is going to have, I think, three other manifestations that the Rav develops. So, ramification number one is, will Tainus Esther exist in the times of Mashiach? So the Rambam has a famous opinion in source number 19. The Rambam at end of Hilchos Tainus, he ends the section on fast days with this halacha. Kol hatzomos ha'elu asidim livatel limos ha'mashiach. All the fast days that I've been talking about, Shavuot Matamos, Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Tevet, Tzom Gedalia, they will no longer continue to exist during the times of the Messiah. V'lo od el sheheim asidim liyos yamim tovim v'mei sasav v'simcha. Not only will they not be fast days, Tisha B'Av, we're not going to be sitting on the floor, it will actually be a holiday. It will actually be a holiday, again, because it's going to be a total flip. Because now for us, we don't need to mourn the destruction of the temple. We will be sitting in the temple, celebrating what was. And how now we have such an opportune time. So the question the Rav asked was, will Tainus Esther still exist in the future or not? The Rambam said these fast days will not be included. But the Rav has a suffix. He's not sure, but he thinks, and it sounds like he's leaning toward the side, that even though all the other fast days will no longer exist in the times of Mashiach, Tainus Esther will exist. Why? What's Tainus Esther different? Because Tainus Esther is already a Tainus Shel Simcha. So a Tainus, just like Purim, will continue to exist in the future. Tainus Esther should be treated the same, because Purim and Tainus Esther are just two sides of the same coin. Right, they're both commemorating us in our dire times and dire straits, and Hashem helping us out. So the same way Purim is going to continue to exist, Tainus Esther will continue to exist, because Tainus Esther is not like those other fast days, which are, you know, trying to remember tragedies and recall and be mournful or tshuva, whatever they're about. But Tainus Esther is supposed to remember the happy days and Hashem helping us when we need it. However, there's actually a chumrah, which a stringency, which emerges from this approach. If you look at the next section, source number 21, what about minors? So we know that, you know, ketanim, who are 11 or 12, they fast, they're supposed to prepare and have the din of chinuch, of inaugurating him into the mitzvos, and they're going to fast on Yom Kippur. So what do they do by other fast days? So Rav Shechter, based on the Rav, wants to argue that ketanim do not prepare, they do not fast when they're 11 or 12 for the other fast day. For Shiva Asar Batamas, Sar Bateve, they're not going to fast. Why? Because those fast days are supposed to be days of mourning. And we say that there's actually no chinuch for avelus. We don't need to train a minor to be a mourner. That's something when they get bigger, that's what they'll do. But there's no din of chinuch for avelus. And therefore, for the other fast days, a minor will not fast. An 11 or 12-year-old, even though he's fasting Yom Kippur, he will not fast on Shiva Asar Batamas, he will not fast on Asar Bateves, he will not fast on something else. But what about Tainus Esther? Should he fast? Should a minor who's 11 or 12 have to prepare for Tainus Esther? Is it going to be like those other fast days, or is it not going to be like those other fast days? What do you guys think? He should fast. Why should he fast? Because it's... Exactly. We said, why does a minor not fast? Because he doesn't have to mourn. There's no chinuch for avelus. But is Tainus Esther about avelus? No, we just said that Tainus Esther is not about avelus. Tainus Esther is a day of simcha. It's a day of realizing Hashem's hashgacha and taking care of us when we do our tshuva and tefillah, no matter the situation we're in. So a katan does have a mitzvah of chinuch when it's not about avelus. And therefore, a katan would have to fast. One other ramification, and then I just want to come up and make one point to conclude, which is the mood of the day. The mood of the day. How are we normally supposed to feel on the fast days? So the Gemara in Tainus, which, and I gave you the Rambam here in source number 22, which is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, who says that normally on a fast day, you shouldn't be having so much delicacies and, you know, don't be sitting in your lazy boy with your feet up and putting on your favorite music and you're rocking to your Led Zeppelin or whatever you have going on, Billy Joel, whatever it is, right? Every to each their own. I don't know who wants country, who wants hard metal, I have no idea. But that's not the type of mood that you're going for in a normal fast day. It's supposed to be a somber mood, you're supposed to be, you know, depressed, sad, etc. So that's the rules by most fast days. What about by Tainus Esther? What do you think it should be? Should that apply, that rule that you're supposed to be in a somber mood, apply on Tainus Esther? So if you look at the Rav in source number 23, Ulai in halacha kin legabe Tainus Esther. Why? Shehi Tainus Sel Simcha Hakshur Lepurim. It's a happy fast day. And therefore, okay, every other fast day you want to be sat on the floor depressed. You don't have to be on the floor, but you know, if you can't listen to your Led Zeppelin or Billy Joel, maybe you'll be on the floor out of depression. But by Tainus Esther, no, sit on your lazy boy. We'll talk about music in a second. But be happy because it's a Tainus Sel Simcha. The whole mood is a different day. So if you look in source number 24, the Chashuke Chemet. So this is Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, who's a Dayan in Bnei Brak. He's more famous for his more outlandish tshuvas. He has very interesting shilas that people ask him. You can Google afterwards, if I remind you, the poison sandwich. It's a great one. It's one of his more famous ones for afterwards. But this is just a more standard shila. Someone asks him, can you listen to happy music on Tainus Esther? So it sounds like he thinks that normally for other fast days it's not allowed, which is a debate. But can you listen to happy music on Tainus Esther? So what do you think? What? Based on what we've said? Yeah. And that's what he says. Tainus Esther, this is the fast day that we're going to move forward. We're not moving back, Tainus Esther. This is a happy day. This is the first stage of Purim. And therefore, we are actually going to say you can listen to music. So just one more point about how it changes the day is there's a chumrah of the Shlah. The Shlah says that by all the other fast days, there's a chumrah to start the fast at night. Yeah, you know, it's a chumrah of the Shlah, I'm not recommending it. But some people start the fast at night. And they also not only fast, but they have all five Yinuyim, all the five different things that we do on Yom Kippur and also on Tisha B'Av, they're also going to do on the other fast days. So is there a reason to have this chumrah on Tainus Esther or not? Or is it just for the other fast days? So the Rav wants to argue. It makes no sense to do something like this on Tainus Esther. Because those other afflictions, which are supposed to be remind you of the pain and suffering that we have on these days, are antithetical and counterintuitive to what Tainus Esther is supposed to be. So to summarize, and then to make one point at the end, we started with When did Tainus Esther start? It's not mentioned in the Pesukim explicitly. It could be there's a reference to it in the end of the Megillah, but they're not mentioned explicitly. It's not mentioned in the Mishnayos. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. So we said either it was at the conclusion of the Gemara period, or it was going to be at the times of the Megillah. And we spoke about three reasons behind Tainus Esther. Either it's supposed to commemorate Esther and Mordechai's fast, Leik Knosis Kol Yehudim, or it's supposed to commemorate the fast the Jews went before going to war, when they had to fight against the decree of Haman. Or number three, we said it was this interesting idea that you have to be ready to read the Megillah, and you might end up getting distracted if you were going to be reading. So we made it the fast day before so you don't get distracted. And then we asked two questions, which were, why do we push forward Tainus Esther in contrast to all the other holidays? And also, how can we fast on Tainus Esther if it's in Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus still exists nowadays for Purim, and you're not allowed to fast on the day before Megillas Tainus because it dampens the simcha. And what we suggested from the Rav was this idea that Tainus Esther is a different fast day than all other fast days. All the other fast days are, you know, commemorating and mourning tragedies. But Tainus Esther is actually a happy day. It's a happy day where we realize that we were at the brink, and we davened, we did tshuva, and Hashem saved us. Which is exactly what Purim is all about. And therefore, this is actually a happy day. A happy day that we're going to move forward when it falls out on Shabbos and not back. And that it's not a violation of Megillas Tainus, because this is actually just an addition to the simcha. It's not going to dampen any simcha by fasting beforehand. And we spoke about three ramifications of this. Number one, that maybe even though all other fast days are not going to exist in the times of the Mashiach, and they're going to turn into Yom Tovim, Tainus Esther will continue to exist. We also said that maybe minors don't fast on other fast days because there's no chinuch for Avelos, but maybe for Tainus Esther, there will be. Minors will still have to fast. And number three, we spoke about the mood, the sun, you know, the Billy Joel, and again, Led Zeppelin, v'chulu. That maybe even though on a fast day, normally you're supposed to be in a somber mood, Tainus Esther might not be, you'll be able to listen to music, and there's no din of the five Inuyim. But just to close with a point which I think is very poignant for this time, which is that I think that in this season, everyone's speaking about how exactly are we supposed to go through a Purim with what's happening in the war right now. It's a very difficult, challenging thing to do. You know, Purim is a day of happiness. It's a day of simcha. And it's sometimes a little frivolous, right? Like, how can we go with what we know what's going on across our country, across Eretz Yisrael? It's a very difficult and challenging time. And I think that Tainus Esther is really the key. And we can control what we control. And, you know, it's been so many months since October 7th, and it's easy to lose sight and the bigger picture. But I think Tainus Esther is the key. What do I mean by that? Tainus Esther is basically saying, and this is, again, two sides of the same coin of Purim, that Tainus Esther is saying, why is Purim such a happy day? What is it that we are celebrating? It's this idea that Hashem is with us when we need Him. You know, things don't look good in the world right now. Things are... You read through the news and it's very depressing, and counting, like, now with the amount of soldiers that have passed away, like, it's become a number, and it's you're trying hard to, like, grasp to the names and the pictures and the stories, and it's not easy. And Tainus Esther is basically telling, yes, the times are hard, and yes, the times are challenging, but this is exactly the point of what we're commemorating. You know when else the times were hard? The times of Purim. And it looked dire. There was a decree from the biggest kingdom in the world to wipe out all the Jews. And how did Esther Hamalka react? And again, whether we're commemorating her or the Jews, but either way, they fasted, they davened, and they did teshuva. They looked they introspected and said, we need to improve ourselves, and we need to do the best that we can. And if we do the best that we can, and we do it with a leave shalom, and we do it wholeheartedly, so that will bring us the redemption, and Hashem will answer us. And again, it might be, I'm not trying to say the war will be over tomorrow if we all do the best that we can, but we know, and we have an havtacha, and this is what we're celebrating on Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha. Tainus Esther is a day that we remember that no matter how bleak things look, Hashem is there. As long as we start, as long as we do what we can. So Mirta Hashem, we should use Thursday, not only a day to, you know, listen to our Led Zeppelin and Billy Joel, now I give you a heter, but also as a day to think about that no matter what's going on in the world, am I doing my part? Am I realizing that I'm going to do tshuva? I'm going to daven. I'm going to say an extra kapitel of Tehillim today. For the situation in Eretz Yisrael, Nemir Tashem, if we all do, and we observe the Tainus Sam Simcha on this coming Thursday,
we'll be able to have a more meaningful Tainus Esther, a more meaningful Purim, and Amir Tzah Hashem will bring the Gula in here of Yameinu. Amen.